Item number eight.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the status of the contracting out of dietary services. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. I feel so sad that this may be some of our very last reports on dietary services. This has been such an enthralling and interesting issue. It's informational. Okay.
My question, can you tell me how much money actually have saved in this program and how the cost of the program started going up the opposite direction?
Sure. Maggie, would you like to respond?
Sure. Chairwoman, Supervisors, I'm Maggie Massaros. I'm the Fiscal and Management Analyst for the Behavioral Health Division. Based on the costs in 2011, we project that the contracting out has saved approximately $1.3 million annually, and that's a number that we've seen. I think the contract started in mid-2009, and I think that number has been consistent just about every year.
So the costs have not started rising at the present time?
Nope. The contract is a fixed dollar amount, and so we've always managed within that dollar amount.
So when will the contract be renewed?
I believe it was a 5-year contract, and we're, I think, 2.5 years into it. So there's maybe about two years left.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Supervisor Jersey.
Well, it looks to me like we're making some progress based on the food metrics. I mean, it's not perfect across the board, but some 100% goals reached, and I appreciate that you continue to work on that. I agree. I don't know that we need to keep beating this. I think I think the administration is doing its job at this point. So, thank you.
Oh, it'd be so sad. Supervisor, let's go.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess the question was just whether or not the statistics will still be gathered, though, so that when it does come up for RFP that we have a baseline. Here's the problem. Like part of our problem in comparing is that we didn't have a baseline of how we did ourselves. So I hope that we'll still have the data.
Certainly, I do believe that we would continue to collect that. I think we use it for our own informational purposes. For instance, the hot and cold food temperature data, that's largely the result. The lower scores are largely the result of the age of our transportation carts, and so we've used that data to identify that we need to get new carts, and we're hoping to rectify some of the situation as well by changing to our patient-centered care dining, by renovating the kitchens on the units and serving the food from the units so that we can help address some of the temperature issues we've seen and the timeliness issues we've seen.
Are we still we still buying equipment and stuff. So how is that really a savings if we still have to buy the unit cart, the equipment, and they will use our equipment? So how are we really saving in the long run? That's what my concern from day one. If we continue to provide the equipment, everything they need, and they just come in with their food, how are we actually saving? On labor or what?
It is the labor costs, and in terms of the equipment, we were cited for our tray line in the SOD, and so initially we had looked at replacing the carts with the exact same cart or the same type of cart that we have, and that would have cost upwards of $600,000. And so instead we looked at a different model of renovating the kitchens and purchasing less expensive carts, and we believe we can do that for around $300,000. So there was a savings there in terms of not having to renovate the tray line and make those improvements, which were more costly. But then in terms of the annual savings, now we do still have some legacy costs and unemployment costs, but just in general, the contract costs are less expensive than it previously was to operate the food service ourselves.
So the total savings is actually what, even though with the legacy costs and all the equipment, what is this actual savings? Because you're just using what we have here, but that savings is not that great with the 1.3 we just mentioned earlier. So actually, what is the real savings that we have with all the things going on?
The $1.3 million is like an actual savings in our operating budget compared to how much it cost to operate the program back in 2008. Now, the money for the upgrades in terms of the carts and stuff was coming from the SOD funds. We did come to the board and ask for permission to use some of the $1.8 million that the board had allotted us for the SOD. So the repairs of the repairs and the equipment is coming from that pot of funds.
We would have had that problem no matter who was delivering our food.
Yes, but the true savings because we have the fringe benefits of those employees, not of the delivery going to a private sector. So you answer the question. And we're still using 208 numbers. I just want to know the savings from each year. I would say that. But that's from 208. What is the savings from 209, 10, 11? Because that's where you really will see the cost will go up. Your savings will go down, but your costs will start gradually. And I will see, once we have the new RFP, if I'm still here, I would like to see the difference of the savings.
Madam Chair, this is Allison. I'm the budget manager for the Department of Health and Human Services. As Ms. Massaros mentioned, the larger equipment was paid for as part of the SOD. That was an issue we were going to have, and part of the contract is that we provide the larger equipment because the board was more comfortable with the fact that we would own the equipment and that if we ever chose to change vendors, that equipment would still be ours. The smaller equipment, often we negotiate with our vendor, such as like a mixer or something like that, that if it needs some repair, that they would pay for part of the repair. If it needs replacement, that they would put the money they would have paid for the repair into the purchase of a new mixer or smaller equipment, and that is included as part of the total savings overall. In terms of your question for savings, we compare it to 2008 because that's the last year we actually ran the program. It's an annual savings, and we'd be happy to put together a spreadsheet that showed each year what we thought we saved, and as part of the audit that the Department of Audit did, they also had that in there, and we can prepare that and get that to you.
Thank you.
Whenever you need.
Okay. The other thing is that the patients seem to like the dining room centered meals better than they like the other things, so that's a big plus too.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments, questions, concerns?
All right. Right now, this report is coming to us biannually, so we're getting it twice a year. Is there anybody who would like to make a motion that we could just be done with this subject and take it off the radar until the next RFP comes out? Supervisor Jersey?
Could I ask a question before we do the motion? What have we required that they report to us every so many months? And
well,
monthly for a while.
We were doing, yes, we were. In 2008, we were doing monthly reports, and then in 2009, we were doing quarterly reports, and since 2010, we've been doing biannual reports. And so I think we're kind of beating a dead horse. There were issues. I'm not going to say that there were not issues, but I think that they were just kind of, they were issues that you were going to have with any transformation of services. The reason why it was more dire in this case is because we're dealing with people and food and you know, their dietary needs and what they eat and their safety, and so we definitely wanted to have this on the radar, but I think at this point it's just, it's become somewhat unnecessary. But that's my opinion as one member of a seven-member committee. So
I think it should be an annual report.
An annual?
An annual report versus killing it. It should at least come back and we keep abreast exactly what's going on versus just not coming back at all. I make that motion.
All right. Supervisor Mayo makes the motion for the annual report. Are there any comments or questions on that motion? Supervisor
well,
Jersey?
Just to... What is the budgetary amount for the dietary services?
Maggie?
The Aviance contract is for $5.4 million. And then we do have associated costs budgeted, as I mentioned, for continuing. We have dietary staff that are in-house. We also have some ongoing unemployment and legacy costs and some other small charges. And those probably total a couple $100,000. So the total's probably a little under $6 million for everything.
Okay. So about a $6 million price tag on this. I agree we probably should get an annual report. I don't know if it could be done if there are some highlighted issues during our budget deliberations or if Supervisor Mayo thinks a separate report. I'm willing to go either way on that.
All right. Okay, so we do have a motion for an annual report. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
No.
Six ayes, one no. The motion is approved. We'll go to an annual report. Is there any particular time of the year that you want this?
I think they said they wanted it included like right before budget or as part of budget. So
oh, October.
Maybe October. All right. All right. Item number nine.